Welcome to Health Tips. Real people who look good and feel great. How do they manage it in their busy schedule? Hear these folks and watch your excuses of time, place, and others get blasted. Today, it's Hofit Gulan, and when words like actress, model, FTV presenter seem all too often, try entrepreneur, PR spokesperson, and dedicated charity worker for a number of causes helping children. Between all this, she looks good and feels great. Hofit, tell us your fitness secret.
Well, I think staying fit is subjective. I always can pick at myself and be fitter. But my greatest secret, I guess, is a healthy lifestyle and a healthy approach to food. One of the things I believe in that has worked a lot for me is following my blood type diet, which is eating according to my blood type. And I'm blood type B, for example. So a few years ago, I was vegetarian and I thought it was, you know, healthy because I didn't want to eat meat. I didn't like the way meat was produced, etc., all the hormones that they inject in the animals and also the treatment. But I was actually at my optimum health. My skin didn't look good. My hair didn't look good. I think I was probably a little bit more full. And I read this book called Eat Right for Your Type. And I realized I had to be eating certain kinds of meat for my own body type. And so I changed the food I eat, not the quantity, not the time of when I eat the food, but just what it is that I was choosing according to what was good for my blood type. And my body changed tremendously. It really reacted well to this lifestyle change. And I wouldn't call it a diet because it's not a diet, but it's actually just understanding your body and catering to your body. Blood type A and blood type O have completely different biological makeups. That's why you can't give blood to each other. And when you eat something, the first thing that interacts with the food is your blood. And so you have to understand, can your body digest this? Can your body take the vitamins out of this food? Can your body, you know, deal with that? That's why a lot of like blood type A, for example, are lactose intolerant because they can't handle dairy. So it was something really interesting to me. And so that's one of the things I try to follow. I can't say that I follow it rigorously because I travel so much. Sometimes you just don't have the options or you're tired or you don't want to be totally antisocial, but I try to follow it as often as I can. And also I like to juice. I have a Vitamix at home. And when I'm not traveling, when I'm at home, I try to have like fresh juices at least once or twice a day. So like smoothie with like fresh fruit in the morning, and then try to do like my big veggie juice, which is like apple, carrot, lots of ginger, beetroot, celery, parsley, all sorts of like greens and a little bit of apple to make it sweet. And I don't know, I think it's your body reacts so well if you just give it health. And if you give your body good food, then your body will react with the energy that you need. And then lastly, you know, I don't like the gym. I know that exercise is super, super important, but I don't have like the patience that you need to go to the gym. So what I try to do is I try to use the environment as my gym. So I try to walk as much as I can. I try to ride bicycle between my meetings when I have a chance. You know, in the winter, I try to ski. So I try to exercise or use activity as often as I can instead of just sitting in taxis, sitting in cars. And so that's really like, that's it really. Get up in the morning, I like to have, if I can, three things. I have my water mixed with vitamin C from Emergency, which has like 32 vitamins infused with it, and they're like the best form of vitamin C. I mix that with my water. I like to have like a jasmine or a green tea with a little bit of honey for energy. And if possible, then I have my fruit smoothie and I put like flaxseed and super greens and all that. That's my ideal breakfast, if you will. Lots of liquids infused with lots of goodness. I'm not a big eater in the daytime, so I don't really generally like eat first thing. I like to drink and get like my liquid diet going. I like to eat at night, actually, which I know is really bad, but that's when I get all my cravings. My favorite food, and I'm not lying, is salad. I love salads. I love vegetables. I love healthy, natural, fat-free soups. So yeah, I'm super conscious. You know, if the choice is mine, then I always choose like wheat-free, low-carb foods like vegetables, and I love soups. So, you know, that's what I go for. I am. It's part of who I am. If I eat badly, I will feel bad. I mean, when you live healthy, you feel the effect of food on your body. If you start eating heavy foods, you feel tired, lethargic, bloated, fat. And that's not feelings I particularly enjoy feeling. I like having energy. I like being light. I like being, you know, healthy. I have an understanding that if I eat rubbish, that I'm diminishing my own health, and that's not acceptable because I want to be in optimum health. So there's no decision, there's no will making. It's the most natural thing for me. When I'm around other people who are eating junk food and I start to snack and you know, I'm like, oh, whatever, it doesn't matter. I kick myself back into a good routine. I always, you know, life is not about being extreme. Life is about balance. So I eat everything. I eat whenever I want. If I'm hungry at 4 a.m, I will put my head in the fridge and look for whatever I can find. I love my snacks. I think you can't obsess with it. Life is to be enjoyed. But if you make the right decisions more often than you make the bad decisions, then you will be healthy. It's not a decision. There's nothing to will myself. I've lived healthy most of my life. I'm lucky that my parents live healthy, and so they gave us good education and a good understanding of health. I see other friends of mine who don't take care of themselves, who suffer from health, you know, health afflictions, and I don't want to be in their shoes. I've never touched a cigarette, I've never touched drugs, I don't drink alcohol, so I'm pretty well behaved as it is. And you know, if you live well, you feel well and you look well. And so I don't go to the gym. I haven't been in the gym in years, although working out gives you the most amazing endorphins. I just don't have the time, and then the other time I'm lazy. But, and I believe in exercise, but as I said, I go for walks every day. I probably walk hours a day, so that's my gym, that's my exercise. There's no decision to be made. It's my way of life. I even try to stay pH balanced. I often test my pH balance, so I make sure I eat enough green foods, enough foods are high in chlorophyll, enough foods are alkaline. I squeeze lemon into my water. Like I'll probably have like one whole lemon a day because lemon is very alkaline, surprisingly. So, you know, if you're pH balanced, you're much less susceptible to diseases and illnesses. And so for me, like, you know, I take it to another level. I read a lot of books about health. I follow like basic health every day, every day.
So what's ahead for the busy, successful Hafid Golan?
I'm working on a new campaign with this incredible company called Radical, a lifestyle brand that has skincare products, books, giving women and men like the optimum ability to, for health. So like the skincare has the most potent products on the market, which gives your skin like, you know, radical transformation. The lifestyle genre of this brand is about like celebrating people who do incredible radical things. Like we were talking about this one young girl who's 20 years old and has already adopted 65 children and is looking after them, you know, and building schools and orphanages, and that's radical and that should be celebrated. Still working with my main campaign, which is Elizabeth Grant, which is a Canadian luxury skincare, body and makeup company, and they have incredible products, and they're an amazing company because they also support a lot of charities, and I like their philosophy. You know, they give incredible product for incredible prices, but also give back to communities all around the world. I'm doing a campaign with the Swiss toothpaste, which is Swiss Dent, which is sort of like a very expensive toothpaste that gives you the ability to whiten your teeth without destroying the enamel. A lot of people go to their dentist and whiten their teeth and they come out looking too fake, too white, too unnatural, and then they weaken the enamel of their teeth and their gums and they can't undo. And for me, dental hygiene is something that I really live by. I look at people's teeth is one of the first things that when I look at someone, if you've destroyed your teeth, you know, how do you do that? Your teeth survive a fire, they survive everything. So we should be able to look after them in our short lives. And I'm still working with you know, my jewelry brand, Boutique, and I started doing some stuff with this incredible new jewelry brand called Shambhala, which kind of relates back to your country a little bit. And their stuff is really beautifully done with a little bit of a spiritual message, which I think is always important. And I'm working on my movies coming out. I have a horror film I participated in called The Harrowing, which is coming out at the end of this year, which was a departure from the normal thing I do with like fashion TV where we follow luxury and lifestyle and fashion. This was a complete departure from that and kind of something like Blair Witch Project and Paranormal Activity. So you guys stay tuned for that film. It's a pretty scary experience. And of course, constantly producing and presenting for my shows with fashion TV.
Thanks, Hofit. Health Tips is brought to you by Atharva Life Sciences Consulting, India's leading life sciences consulting firm. Atharva Life Sciences Consulting delivers reports and information on pharma, biotech, agribusiness, and fisheries. To know more, go to www.atharvalife.com. That's ATHARVALIFE.com. Or call 080-2353-0016. Or write to info@atharvalife.com. See you next time. Keep moving. Stay fit.